Agricultural information is made possible with support from the Archer Daniels Midland Company. ADM, resourceful by nature.
It's 8:50 and time for our pre-opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. NAS reports nationally the corn crop is 2% planted versus 4% a year ago and the five-year average of 7%. The winter wheat crop is rated 47% good to excellent compared with 45% last week and the five-year average of 55%. We'll discuss the implications of those numbers for the opening bell at the Chicago Board of Trade in just a few minutes with Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities. The Midwest direct hog markets today are called steady to $1 higher, tracking the seasonal trend and supported by a big gain in the pork cutout Monday afternoon. Terminals are called steady to higher, tops from $35 to $41. Peoria called a dollar higher today with a top price of $35. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Monday, April 14th, negotiated swine purchases were 12,876 for the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis. The base price range was $46 to $60.81. The weighted average was $56.78, a gain of $1.39 from last Friday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $34.69 to $47.50. The weighted average was $44.17. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were 21,427. The base price range was $45.50 to $62.80. The weighted average was $60.10, a gain of $1.70 from last Friday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $38.34 to $48, and the weighted average was $44.96. Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is Mike Sola. Good morning, Mike.
Well, good morning, Dave. There's always the good news, bad news. The good news is we're starting to get into much warmer conditions, needed very badly across the area. In fact, some of the numbers, example, Missouri corn planting has only reached 2%, five-year average 32%, and corn planting across Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Michigan, Nebraska, Ohio, very, very low compared to past year's averages for this time. And again, much of that to blame on wet conditions and the other part, the cold soil temperatures. Well, we are starting to warm up. That's the good news. The bad news is we have another rainmaker that is on the way, and even with the warming soil temperatures, we will see field work once again grinding to a halt in many areas with some significant precipitation expected across the western corn belt Wednesday through Friday and shifting into the eastern corn belt Thursday through Saturday. Following that, there will be a little bit of light precipitation for Sunday in the west, Sunday and Monday in the east, and then another rain system that's expected in the area for the early and middle portion of next week. The first round could see some local amounts up to 2 inches. That's the Wednesday through Friday west and Thursday through Saturday in the east. Will be wettest across portions of eastern Iowa in through Illinois and the driest in Ohio as the storm system gets a little bit further away from the Gulf of Moisture or Gulf of Mexico moisture stream. April 21st through the 24th, again, we're looking at pretty good coverage, anywhere up to 90 to maybe 100% from west to east, and amounts for the 21st through the 24th, looking at a general 1 to maybe 1.5 inches of rain. So, again, there's your good news, bad news situation. Also, good news, bad news from Argentina and Brazil. The computer models had a little bit of a shift in them in the last 24 hours, but right now, again, I'd like to see a couple runs that are consistent, so sort of relying on the earlier run rather than the later run, and no big changes in the forecast for Brazil. Bottom line is situation remains unchanged with poor late-season harvest weather likely in center-south crop areas of Brazil from the São Paulo area into southern Minas Gerais to Goiás over the next week to 10 days. And in Argentina, frost and freeze conditions noted again this morning across much of the nation. The coldest was the Azul area, where it got down to around 28 degrees. Early this morning, other areas were in the low 30s and even some low 40s. The frost and freeze this morning did not occur in any area that had not experienced similar conditions in recent mornings. And the recent frost and freeze conditions may push a larger percentage of this year's crop in Argentina into maturation a little bit prematurely. Crops were not seriously impacted with frost that will likely continue to develop favorably, and harvest progress in early maturation areas should advance swiftly through the weekend and a little bit slower next week because of occasional periods of light precipitation. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Mike Morris in McHenry at 815-344-7213. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
In the Monday overnight trading session, Kansas City May wheat opened at 950 and three quarters, unchanged. Last trade up 13. July 951 and a quarter, down 6 3/4. Last trade up 13. May wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade opened at 897, up 1. Last trade up 15 3/4. July 910 and a half, unchanged. Last trade up 13 3/4. December 939 and a half, up a half. Last trade up 14 1/4. May corn opened at 593 and a quarter. Quarter, up 1 1/2, last trade up 5 3/4. July, 605 3/4, up 1, last trade up 5 1/2. December, 614, up 3/4, last trade up 5 3/4. May beans opened at 1374 1/2, up 20, last trade, make that up 2, excuse me, last trade up 14 1/2. July, 1388 1/4, down 1, last trade up 14 1/2. November, 1285, down 3, last trade up 10 3/4. May soybean meal open at 349.90, down 30, last trade up 240. May soybean oil opened up 61.50, unchanged, last trade up 74. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities. He is located in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Dave.
What will the trade make of yesterday afternoon's crop progress report in combination with the latest weather models?
Well, I think by itself it's no big thing, 2% compared to, I think, 7% is the average. But the latest weather models show not much progress for the next week to 10 days. And usually this week from here till next Monday is a big week of really getting a lot done. So I think that will push things higher.
I do take note that NASS has a pretty significant slowdown in planting in mid-southern states.
Yes, that's very significant there also.
Turn your attention to what we're seeing there in the soybeans, which is some technical strength back above the 50-day moving average.
Right. We have had a great recovery back from the lows off the highs, and the technical people are buying, funds are buying. We have good demand for it in Asia. The bean oil is helping lead beans higher, but just usage continues to be very good.
Who's going to sell this market right now?
There's nobody there. That's part of the problem. The normal sellers aren't around, and as a result of that, it doesn't take very many buys to really push it higher.
Commercials don't want to hold these new contracts on the books right now. Is that the
That is
point?
Correct. It's too expensive to do with what they have to put into the board as far as margin money, and they just don't need to do that right now.
And then we add that with crude oil setting, again, new contract highs above $113 a barrel.
Right. All of that helps make corn and beans and bean oil more expensive, and usage continues to improve. In some countries, we've also got the wheat then added to it, where they're not allowing wheat exports in Ukraine and Kazakhstan, and they also are continuing to ban exports in those places, but big taxes to export in other countries, and all of that also helps the rest of the grains.
Turn your attention to the wheat, where the winter wheat crop showed improvement this past week.
Correct. It did show improvement, but I think we're going to continue to go up due to that. The Kazakhstan and some of those others either not allowing new exports for a given period of time or having very high taxes on exports.
Then let's go ahead and get your calls on the grain side, please.
On the grain side, we're looking at soybeans 12 to 16 higher, corn corn 4 to 8 higher, and wheat 14 to 20 higher.
Turn your attention to CME Livestock. What are your thoughts there?
We're looking for cattle and hogs both to be 10 to 30 higher. UCG, again, is a good. We're looking at very good exports on pork, and the local beef supply is, I think, smaller, but with good usage here.
Might you think that December hogs is beginning to look like a place you might want to go long?
Right, December and February and further out.
All right, Pete, we'll let you go. You have a grand day today.
Thank you.
Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities, he is in Normal, Illinois, and he joins us every Tuesday morning on the pre-opening Commodity Market Report. We have a website that we keep all of our audio on. Go to willag.org and click on the audio link. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Media at Illinois. The time now is 9:01 Central Time.